This is WordWise, the weekly program that explores the origin, history, or tall tales behind common words or phrases, and brought to you by KWVU and the College of Arts and Sciences at Baylor University. I'm your host, Christy Proctor. Today's word takes us under the sea. Dr. Ryan King, Associate Professor of Biology, is with us to discuss benthos. Dr. King, the more I learned about this word, the more it seemed to encompass an entire world to itself.
You're right. Benthos is a word used to reference all organisms that live on the seafloor, as well as at the bottom of bodies of freshwater like rivers or lakes or ponds. Benthos are the microbes, plants, and animals, and we say they are in the benthic zone.
It must be an interesting place to be and an interesting place to study.
That's true. In oceans, many of the animals down there have adapted to deep water pressure and could not survive in a different zone. There's also very little light that can get down that far, so for much of the ecosystem, they are depending on dead and decaying matter to sink down to their depths.
So the benthic zone is still a very active zone in a body of water?
Absolutely. Thanks to modern technology, we're starting to discover life forms that show that the ocean benthic zone may be just as rich as, say, a tropical rainforest. The terrain itself can include a sandy bottom, a rocky bottom, trenches, and even volcanoes. In both fresh and salt waters, entire fisheries can depend upon the highly productive benthos to form the base of the food chain.
So it sounds like this zone gets a bad rap as just a place for bottom dwellers?
Sure. The benthic zone is an ecosystem that is closely related to the zones above it, and it encompasses a lot of aquatic science. In fact, even the North American Benthological Society is considering a name change to reflect the contributions the group makes to the broader scientific community.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. King. Dr. Ryan King is an associate professor of biology at Baylor University's College of Arts and Sciences. To hear this and other WordWise episodes, visit kwbu.org or subscribe to the free podcast in the iTunes Music Store. Join us again next week.